بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We will start a new section. كتاب الاعتكاف. كتاب الاعتكاف is the book or the chapter on اعتكاف. اعتكاف literally means to remain. And because a person remains in the masjid, so he takes the meaning of remaining secluded, remaining or being in the masjid. And literally in the technical sense of the word, اعتكاف has a little bit more different meaning. What it means is for a person to remain with the niyat of i'tikaf for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with roza, together with fasting, now to remain in the masjid. This is known as i'tikaf. So a person is to remain with the niyat of i'tikaf for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the condition of fasting, to remain in the masjid. This is known as i'tikaf. Now when it comes to i'tikaf, the object of i'tikaf is many. And some of the benefits, actually the object of i'tikaf is to get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are certain things, there are certain directions, there are certain goals that a person should have in mind with this i'tikaf that will help him achieve this closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the time he came to Madinatul Munawwara, every year he set for i'tikaf without fail. There wasn't a single year where he didn't set for i'tikaf. Every single year he set for i'tikaf. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we'll do in the hadith today, that in the last year before he passed away, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he set for 20 days. Normally he would set 10 days in i'tikaf. That year he passed away, he would read his, normally in Ramadan he would read his door. He would recite his Quran to Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam would recite to him. That year he recited the Quran twice. So one point that ulama take out from this is, as a person is getting older, he should increase in ibadat. It shouldn't be such as a person is getting older, he's getting more relaxed, he's getting more interested in sports, he's getting more interested in entertainment, he's getting more interested in business. It should be the other way around. A person's interest in these things, in business, in sports, in entertainment, should be dropping, and his interest in akhirat, his interest in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should be growing day by day by day, such an extent that the last day of his life, his closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the closest that it has ever been, because it was growing every single day. So this is one of the benefits of i'tikaf. We'll just go through some of the benefits, that a person is saved by being in a masjid. A person is saved from evil company. In addition, one benefits from the company of the pious people that are there in the masjid, that are also sitting for i'tikaf. A person now is sitting in the company of the malaika. If there are nobody there, then there are malaika that are present. Person is drawing from them, he's benefiting, and at the same time he's being saved. Allah Pak has made this masjid like a fort. Person is in a fort, he's being saved from outside from any type of attack. So he's being saved now from the different types of attacks by him being in the masjid. It doesn't mean that the person is the masjid altogether. Now he's completely safe, it doesn't mean that, but he's relatively safe compared to a person who is outside the masjid. Person outside his masjid is more, he's more affected by the things outside the masjid. He's in more contact with more types of fitna, more types of sin. So by being in the masjid, a person now is restricted in the type of attacks that come to him. But with the cell phone, which is unfortunately a very, very dangerous thing, that everything from outside the masjid is coming inside the masjid because of the cell phone. So therefore, if a person has niyat of sitting for i'tikaf, of coming to the masjid, and if it is necessary for him to use a cell phone, he should try and get a very basic cell phone. Without the internet facilities, without the WhatsApp facilities, without the social media facilities. So if there's an urgency to make a call or send an SMS, he can do. But he gets saved from all the other outside fitnas that unfortunately are even creeping into the i'tikafs because of the use of the cell phone, which has brought everything from outside the masjid, inside the masjid. So it's as though now this person is not in the i'tikaf any longer, because he's exposed to all the different types of fitnas. The next benefit is, one's heart is free of any worldly thoughts and he has the opportunity of focusing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This grants one the ability to attain the true radiance and blessings of ibadat. Third is, one is saved from many sins which generally arise due to meeting people and being involved in business endeavors. The fourth is, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a fortified area where shaitan cannot influence a person as he normally does elsewhere. Number five, one who is in i'tikaf is perpetually in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like the angels, and this allows him to attain Allah's closeness. Number six, as long as one remains in i'tikaf, one attains the reward of worship, even if one is sleeping. Person made near that I'm sitting for i'tikaf, and he happens to be sleeping, even in his sleep, he'll be recorded as though he's in worship. Why? Because he had made near that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm dedicating this time to you. So that already is being rewarded for him as though he is in worship. Now when he wakes up for worship and he exerts himself, he gets much more reward. But it doesn't mean that by sleeping now, the person is not getting any reward whilst he is in i'tikaf. Number seven, as one is considered to be in perpetual worship, one receives the reward of worship on Laylatul Qadr. So this person is also getting the reward of Laylatul Qadr. As I mentioned, if he stands up and he's in ibadat and he's zikr, he's not sleeping on that night. If he's sleeping, he's still getting a reward. But if he stands up, he's getting much more reward. One is for the time that he's being in i'tikaf, and the other is for the exertion that he's putting in that time. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعتكف العشر الأواخر من رمضان متفق عليه. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to perform i'tikaf for the last 10 days of Ramadan. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يعتكف العشر الأواخر من رمضان حتى توفاه الله تعالى ثم اعتكف أزواجه من بعده متفق عليه. And عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها mentioned that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would perform اعتكاف in the last 10 days of Ramadan. And then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم continued this until he had passed away. Thereafter, his wives used to perform i'tikaf after him. Something we learn from this hadith is i'tikaf is not only for men. The woman also got a chance of performing i'tikaf in one secluded portion of the home. Normally, that portion that they would reserve for performing the salah in the home, they should perform i'tikaf in the home. So they also got an opportunity in the last 10 days, the last 10 nights of Ramadan had come, and the woman also got a chance to perform i'tikaf within the confines of the home. So they can also benefit from the rewards of i'tikaf. Here we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wives of Nabi alayhi salam, they continued with the i'tikaf after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the demise, they performed i'tikaf. One last hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, kana Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya'takifu fi kulli Ramadan 10 ayyam. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's practice was to perform i'tikaf every Ramadan for 10 days. فَلَمَّا كَانَ الْعَامُ الَّذِي قُبِضَ فِيهِ اِعْتَكَفَ 20 يَوْمًا رواه البخاري. And then when it came to the year wherein the Mubarak demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken place, in other words, the last year of his life, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed i'tikaf for 20 days. Yeah, again, as I mentioned, as a person is going closer and closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should never ever be such that he is going further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should be going always closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of the beauty and the hikmat of Nabi alayhi salam performing extra, teaching us and showing us. Then there's other reasons and other explanations ulama give why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this. One is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is because of his humility and his ajzi and considering himself as being insufficient. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to increase. So having that desire to increase, in this last year Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increased even further. And then ulama explained that this should always be our condition. Never be confident. I did so much, my whole life I did so much. I did so much of Quran, I made so much of zikr, I made so much of ibadat. So now I can be super confident that I did so much. Look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite his condition, that year he wanted to increase. Perhaps I haven't done enough. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself increased upon what he used to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.